This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stars trying to crack one here. Shot, score! They do! Thomas Harley, the shot from the blue line. It pinballed around, and Wyatt Johnston with his latest power play goal opens the scoring in the game.
You are going to need that. Not tonight. I don't really care what happens in the Stars game tonight.
What?
I'm sorry.
You've been furious the last five games about all they're losing, and Now you're like, who cares?
Okay. Well, this is your fault.
I really don't care.
This is your fault.
When to get in.
Because, no, you're fine. You've been in for a while. Does it matter if you go into the playoffs on a 7-game losing streak? Like, for example, do you think there's anybody out there that's like, oh, you got to win against Nashville tonight or you can't win against Colorado? I continually go back to 2020 in the bubble, in that weird round robin thing that they did. I thought the Stars looked like the worst hockey team in the bubble. Like, the worst.
You said you'd never seen a hockey team as miserable. You thought they were actually playing on water, not ice.
I thought they were going to be out. That would be something. I thought they would be out in the first round for sure.
Yeah.
And guess what? Presto changeo, about a month and a half later.
They ended up losing the Stanley Cup.
Okay, but they were in the Stanley Cup final. So I understand everyone who is concerned and thinking this looks like a one-and-done team. And look, we even talked about it in the betting odds. The Stars have been installed as a slight underdog against the Colorado Avalanche. So with all of that in mind, does tonight matter to you guys? Like, are you going to see anything tonight aside from Tyler Seguin getting back out there? We'll talk about that in a second. That you're like, okay, great. Or are you just like, who cares? Get ready for Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on how they want to treat the game. If they want to treat it like it's a ramp up for the weekend and it's time to get rolling, then I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. If they want to treat it as if it's a, hey, we're just resting and
I
making
sure
our legs
are there.
I think
they're going.
Do you feel like over the last five games they've been going full bore?
No.
Or
And one of the reasons I brought that up, I know there are other spots. I think you've seen a scale down of a couple minutes per key player, but also it's been the fact that you've rotated every single game between Ottinger and DeSmith. And usually it's like 3-1, 2-1, whatever. So I think the goal switching has led me to believe like maybe you weren't all the way in on the Winnipeg chase.
Okay. And so
if
that's the case and if that's the way that they're wanting, so you think tonight will be a different treatment though, in that
I think tonight they're ramping up all their guys.
Okay. And if that's the case, then I want to see them go out there, have crisp passing, take care of the puck, hit with purpose. I want to see them win puck battles, and I want to see, and that's especially in their zone. They got to get that puck out and start moving it into the opponent's zone. And then on top of that, I want to see their defense say, hey, we're prepping for Miro to be back. But that doesn't mean that we need him back. We're just making sure that we're ready for in case he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
I need to see those things happen tonight, and then I'll feel more confident going up against Colorado because I know they can turn it on.
Yeah.
And leave it on.
And they're okay.
And get it on.
I like that. So the Stars right now, I'm pretty sure, have the second longest losing streak in the NHL behind only San Jose, who is the worst hockey team by probably a pretty sizable margin in the NHL this season.
From the 2-1-4, I want to see them win because I hate seeing them lose this much.
Yeah.
I get that.
I wonder how many of our fans listening right now, maybe this is a topic for another day. I wonder how many of our fans listening right now, like what would be your split of I like seeing my team win versus I hate seeing my team lose. Because ideally, you'd be like, oh, it's like 90-10 or something. Like, ah, if my team loses, it sucks. I think I'm like way closer to 50-50, and that's probably not the best spot to be in as a fan.
I remember audibly saying, I think it was after the last Stars game, I think after two goals were scored against, I literally had my little TV remote in my hand. I just kind of tossed it on the bed, and I said, I hate it here, and I just walked out of the room.
Yes.
Like, it's a lot closer to 50-50 for me. I hate watching them lose, and the thing for me about this game mattering, my perception of momentum was completely ruined by the 2023 Texas Rangers.
Fair.
So I don't know if it matters
to me. Although I think that Stars team should be in that mix, too, from 2020.
Exactly. So my perception of momentum and at least just feeling confident going into a playoff series was completely ruined by those two seasons. So I really don't know how to feel. It's like, if they win, I'm going to be happy, of course. But if they lose, am I going to be on that fence of, I'm going to throw the remote at the couch again and say, this sucks, I hate it here? Or am I going to be like, all right, let's just go ahead and tighten up for the playoff race? It would be nice to see a win, you know, get edged out because they are going to play all of their guys. You know, if you're going to go out there and start all of your guys, even if you do limit some of their time and total time on ice, I do want to see them win if you're going to say everybody's available.
In my own personal ventures, Kevin, I hate losing. Because losing will stick with me longer than my wins. My wins, I'm like, okay, what's the next way to win?
Yeah.
But losses, I will be furious. I'll dig even deeper on those things. For my teams, I have no control over how they do. So I don't care if they lose. It hurts. It sucks. It stinks. I do get depressed sometimes. But I don't care as much as I love winning. Like, love them. I love to see my team win more. My own personal venture, I don't want to lose. But for them, I just like seeing them win because it feels good. Feels good knowing my guys went out there and kicked somebody else's butt and they were able to do it. Now we get more hockey or more whatever it is. So I like to see them win because it's a good feeling. The other part of it, I'm like Alec, I hate it here, but I can just turn that off in my brain and all together and be like, okay, I guess it's time for me to go watch The Studio now.
And maybe...
because that's an Apple TV show.
Yes.
And if you know me...
he loves Apple TV shows. You know what, now it's been really helpful to like...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because there's so many streaming services, just jump to the chase. Hey, have you seen this one show? My first question every time, if I'm not familiar with it, is it on Apple TV? Not that that's a bad thing. There are lots of Apple TV shows that I love. That just helps me cut to the chase quicker.
And remember, there was a time when Apple TV had no content.
Yes, nothing.
And they didn't know what they were doing. And then they had Ted Lasso, and that was about it. And they were like, we don't know what else to do.
Yes.
Here they are, just one after another. I'm liking them.
Something I'll be curious about this evening, when we talked about how all the way out the Stars are going to go. And I know it looks like they're going to start their guys. But I think you're going to play on Saturday. I know they haven't like released the official schedule. I think you're going to start against Colorado on Saturday. Today's Wednesday. So that's not like necessarily a quick turnaround. On the flip side, do you know Colorado played their last game on Sunday? And that was their last regular season game.
That's a lot of rest.
Yeah, it is a lot of rest. And so then this goes into the rest versus rust discussion.
It really depends on your team.
Yes, especially when it comes to hockey. So I wonder, will we be going into game one going, I don't know, Colorado's had a lot of time to rest. Are you like, hey, Dallas just fought tooth and nail and won in the last 2 minutes of the third period? That felt like a playoff game. They're going to be ready for Saturday.
I do wonder if DeBoer looked ahead and saw that Colorado was going to have that week and was like, I got to figure out how to give my guys, look, we can wear ourselves out trying to get first, or I can get my guys the rest that they need and have a better chance against Colorado whenever we get rocking.
Do you know that this is going to be the 7th postseason meeting between the Stars and the Avalanche?
That makes sense.
Which is, I mean,
I do remember last year saying that it was the 6th. So
yes,
the next obvious thing would be seven.
And every time the Stars have made it to the Stanley Cup final, they have played the Colorado Avalanche in the playoffs.
Did they beat them in those times?
Yeah. Yes, Corey, they did. All
math.
All three of those particular times. Yes.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. Did. So we need to win, is what you're saying, if we want to go win the Stanley
Cup.
Yes,
Corey, if your question is, if they lose, do I think they can make the Stanley Cup final? My definitive answer is no.
Okay.
No, I do not.
Maybe you want to make a play on that.
Yes, I do. Trust me. If there was an underdog play that said, will the Stars lose to the Avalanche and still make the Stanley Cup final, I would leverage all of my funds into that answer.
Seems like a smart one.
No, no, they cannot. All right, let's go with the Mavericks as well. Go ahead and give me cut number six, because we did promise it to be the Mavs and Stars super segment, and the Mavs are playing tonight.
And it goes into Davis. And it's Anthony Davis driving it.
Let's say that the Luka deal hadn't happened, but the Mavericks had still had all kinds of injury problems and were still in this game tonight for some reason. Do you think people would be amped up because they're like, hey, you still got Luka, you could still go on a run? Or do you think that would there would be that same apathy? Because this is technically like a, I guess, a pseudo playoff game. I don't exactly know what to call it, but it feels like nobody cares.
I like what Broda said yesterday. It's the play-in of the playoffs.
Yes.
And that's what I signed up for. And that's where I am. I signed up for this, man. I want to watch this team. I want to watch my laundry go somewhere. And that's what I'm in for tonight. I like PJ Washington a lot. I like Daniel Gafford a lot. The guys on that court, I want success in their life. And for whatever next year's team is going to be, I'm hopeful that those guys are big parts of it and they can take whatever they learn from this playoff. Maybe it is. Maybe they do get into the playoff. Like maybe they do go further with this, and then that's fun. I like that fun. I enjoy it. I understand. I totally get anybody who's so furious with the organization that they will not. They don't want any success for them. I get it. Yeah. I've been there before. I've had that feeling for a local team before. I've had that feeling. But I do like those players so much, and I was invested in seeing them grow in the playoffs this year that I kind of want to see it through. It's unfortunate that Rick Welts and Nico, when they're talking about everything, they're selling us Kyrie.
Yeah.
Like, but he's not there, so how does that help? And they're like, no, but defense wins championship. I get it. But where are you getting your offense from?
Yeah,
like,
use that message next year. Don't hit me with... It just feels like they're hitting me with the theoretically.
Yes,
we have
exactly.
The best team, and I'm like, that's great.
And in theory, doesn't work in practice, and so that's why, like, I want to see what they are up against a potential playoff team and see how that goes. So I'm rooting hard for the team tonight. Again, I'm still frustrated with the front office. I don't like losing a player like Luka, a guy that we were emotionally attached to as much as we were. You know, just watching the guy like, oh yeah, he's ours. No, he was ours. Like, so that's part of it. I'm really looking forward to it tonight.
Okay. But I guess the question is, Corey, for the 469, and I actually think this question is more relevant than the first time you asked it. Are they in it to win it? Because if you don't know this story,
you're going to see it on their face tonight.
Mike Bassick has told this story before. It was when the Rangers beat the Tigers in the 2011 ALCS to advance to the World Series. He asked, or was it, you asked him, or in the tease?
It was going to tease. Coming up next, we find out if the Rangers are in it to win it. And Mike followed up with, I think they are. And I went, you could have just not said anything, Mike. But Mike being Mike.
Because they were going to the World Series.
Knowing that we were going to work together in the future. It was like, I'm setting the standard right now
no
for
comprende.
How things. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he is comprendeing, though.
He is
learning
comprende.
Spanish at a quick pace.
Mucho comprende.
From the 817, I like the players so much, I hope they get traded to contenders. From the 972, I hope the Mavericks lose by 100. There are multiple people. From the 817, I hope the Mavericks get blown out. And it seems
I
like...
I get it. I totally get it.
It at least seems like people are aware of the game, but they're either... It feels like the bigger category is apathetic or I hope they lose, as opposed to I hope they win and play again on Friday against the Grizzlies. Because remember, if you win this game tonight, then you'll have to go on the road against the Grizzlies on Friday, and then you'll have to win that game in order to move into the actual playoff series against OKC. And like, you'll be an underdog against the Grizzlies, just like you are tonight. You'll be a massive underdog against OKC if that series does come to pass.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.